Good evening, everybody, and this is Ellie Katz, and I want to welcome you to another mental health support call. I hope everybody is staying safe, and sorry, if I just need 1 second. I'm just letting in one more person. Sorry, Councilman Dunleavy, you there?
Yes.
And Deputy Mayor Schwartz.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Sorry about that. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another community mental health support call. And I just would like to recognize my colleagues, Deputy Mayor Mark Schwartz and Councilman Jim Dunleavy, helping us put this together. And we do this in partnership with the Jewish Family and Children's Services. The Jewish Family and Children's Services is located here on Teaneck Road, and they service northern New Jersey. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing a diverse range of social support services, which include mental health counseling, case management, senior services, kosher meals on wheels, two food pantries, career counseling, and more for people of all backgrounds, which is important. So please give them a call at 201-837-9090 201-837-9090.
There's smoke in the family.
With that, I will turn over to Councilman Jim Dunleavy.
Hi, thank you, Ellie. Good evening, everybody. I think this is a very important topic because we're transitioning from a time which actually none of us ever really experienced before. And it could be at times a little troubling to know, you know, when it's safe, what is safe, can I go out, and if so, how, and do it safely. So I'm looking forward to hearing these words that to help us make this transition smooth and comfortable for everybody.
Thank you. Schwartz.
Thank you very much. I'm actually about to go out for a walk in a few minutes with my wife, spending some time alone, listening to some advice from our prior phone calls and some notes I made, which my wife loves, and actually heading over to West Englewood Avenue to check out the food scene. So I look forward to hearing about this topic and hoping that that we're right there at the end of this. So thank you very much. I'm looking forward.
Excellent. Thank you. And tonight's topic is life after quarantine. And I think I could speak for many of us when we say that a lot of us are fed up, that we're tired, worn out, drained. The word give up for some of us. But I've heard it all over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, while it seems like there's an end in sight because the world is opening up, I'm not sure for a lot of us if it's really an end in sight or just the world is opening up. So with that, I'd like to recognize and welcome and thank our speaker tonight, Anaya. I'm just going to need some help on the last, if you don't mind. But Anaya Jarmolowicz.
Very good. Thank you.
Did I do okay?
You did great. Thank you.
Excellent. Anaya, the floor is yours. Thank you so much for being part of it today.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. It is a pleasure and honor to speak in front of you tonight. And I think the timing is perfect because the world is reopening slowly. The quarantines are beginning to lift. The boardwalks, beaches are open, right? We can get a haircut again next week, get our nails done, eat our favorite restaurants, meet our friends for coffee or a drink. Or any other activities that we were not able to do for the last 3 months. Things are slowly and partially returning to quote-unquote normal, right? And I think the question that comes up for all of us, what kind of normal? What is the new normal at this point anyway, right? I think one thing we can all be certain of is that this transition, this return to this normal will be different for all of us because we are all unique. We are all different and we approach everything in our own unique way. So many of us are questioning the very fundamentals of the old and the new normal. Some of us are very happy about the new slower pace. That's what we hear, right? More so not rushing anymore. Even though we still miss parts of our old life. Many lost loved ones and haven't had a chance to grieve. Many lost jobs and are still trying to find work. So how do we cope with this situation and this new reality? How do we adjust? Do we automatically go back to our old life as soon as we have a chance because it's very familiar, because that's something that we know and we can do almost with our eyes closed? Or do we work to keep this momentum of the change going, because we now realize that we actually like some of the qualities of our new wave of life? This quarantine, the last 3 months, has been a time to reassess what it means to feel successful, to try to integrate the qualities of our new way of life into our daily life. No doubt that the quarantine and its limitation has been challenging when trying to find our new balance, but somewhat also surprisingly, many of us have realized that there are so many things about our new life from the past 3 months that are worth preserving. Living in quarantine and the social isolation for months has offered us a rare opportunity to reflect on our lives and potentially to reset them. As much as many of us didn't like being cooped up at home, sometimes alone with only pets or plants to talk to, quarantine has forced us to explore and experiment with new habits and new lifestyles. We have realized that we don't need much to be happy and content. We have realized that we don't need a gym to exercise. We have learned that yoga on our living room carpet can be very relaxing. And we have learned to meditate, how to cook a seafood casserole or bake flourless cookies. And we discovered the joys of gardening on a windowsill and playing board games with our family. And we also mastered Zoom gatherings with coworkers and others around the world. And we finally met our neighbors and held a meaningful conversation with them, walked new streets of our towns, and for the first time ever, noticed the silence of the morning before the world woke up, or that there are actually stars on New Jersey sky late at night. We have realized that so much of the old was based on instant gratification and always being on the go. Going forward, we can actually be intentional about slowing down the pace and putting less pressure on ourselves, essentially finding and maintaining the delicate balance of work and quality of life. This has been a time of reflection that has helped many of us to reprioritize what matters to us. So with that, how do we consciously decide what we want to take with us and what we might want to reconsider? What have we learned about self-care during the quarantine? Have we learned that starting the day with just a few minutes of rhythmic square breathing a day with a positive affirmation can help us maintain the quality of life that we all seem to value? We also learned that maybe ending a day with an assessment of what went well can help us stay focused on the positives and train ourselves to let go of the negatives. And hopefully, we all have learned the value of self-care. For many of us, quarantine has forced us to also take a look at our relationships, and not just personal, but the hundreds of social professional connections that we have on the various social platforms. With social distancing and staying at home, we had to negotiate our isolation and loneliness, which for many of us has improved the quality of the relationship we have with ourselves. The quarantine has afforded the time and means of reconnecting with people and telling them how we really feel about them. But we have also realized that we might have outgrown some of the relationships, and we have learned to let them go. And then Zoom helped us reconnect with families, friends, former schoolmates, and colleagues near and far. On a larger scale, the recent global health crisis has shown us how interconnected we all are with the entire world. And some of us want to continue doing more for others after the pandemic ends. Continue donating to charitable causes, support small businesses, keep reducing our carbon footprint, and be more actively engaged in political activism. The recent protests against police brutality have also spurred many of us to fight for racial, religious, and social justice, and also forced us to take a closer look at our own biases and prejudice. For many, the current unrest confirmed that the changes are needed, but also reignited hope that we will get through this together and emerge stronger and united as individuals and as a society. The quarantine has also forced many of us to work from home. The myth that remote work isn't as practical or productive as working from an office has been proven to be just that, a myth. Of course, for many, this is not an option, and for some, not even their preference, and that's okay. And still, not having a commute, less pollution, the convenience, more sleep, more time with family, and less stress proves that working from home offers some unique benefits. And many of us will continue. Desperate for any excuse to leave the house, many of us who never even thought of wellness and fitness got into walking and running and yoga and hiking and other physical activities as a way to cope with quarantine. Getting outdoors has been, for all of us, for many, a crucial way to maintain our balance during this quarantine. And we have discovered that, indeed, the half-hour daily walk recommended by doctors for so long does improve our mood and overall life satisfaction, not just for us, but also for our families and people around us. As parents, we discovered that for our cooped-up kids, a chance to run around and spend time in nature is as important for our own mental health as for our children's. And we have realized that reconnecting to the natural world and its rhythms and resilience helps to calm our anxious minds. So as the world around us slowly begins to reopen, we already face a key question. Can we maintain our new habits and lifestyles in the post-pandemic reality? Do we want to keep the new routine, or do we long for the old one? And we all know that maintaining new habits can be challenging, but we also know the sweet taste of pride and satisfaction when our phone tells us that we met our daily step goal. Change is hard, but it is possible and often necessary. And it doesn't have to be hard, because the secret lays in how we approach it and decide what we want in the long run. And there is no right way to do. There's no one way to do things. And it is very important to add that if some of us don't want to change a thing and are eager to return to pre-pandemic life, that's okay too, because your way is the right way as long as it makes you happy. So I wish for all of you good health, and I want to thank you all for listening. Oh, and remember, there always is a therapist willing to help you figure it all out. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and I really appreciate that. Those are very good words. I'll tell you, while you were speaking, or actually you might have heard it right before you started speaking, you know, part of this new change is that my office is in the basement. My son set off the fire alarm with his cooking. So, I guess that's part of the new norm.
Anyway, that's part of the new norm.
Yeah, but Anaya, thank you very much. We really appreciate good words, the comforting words. I want to thank our friends at the Jewish Family and Children's Services of Northern New Jersey, a nonprofit dedicated to providing a diverse range of social support services, which include mental health counseling. And as you hear, we've had several of their counselors, and they're all exceptional. Case management, senior services, two food pantries, career counseling, and more for everyone of all backgrounds. 201-837-9090. And just want to thank once again my colleagues for helping put this together, Deputy Mayor Mark Schwartz and Councilman Jim Dunleavy. Want to wish everybody a relaxing weekend, a safe weekend, a healthy weekend. Please continue to practice social distancing. And where required, please wear masks. Where not required, if you feel comfortable, if you can please try to wear masks. It's not for you, it's for your neighbor, and hopefully your neighbor will wear it for you. But let's all stay safe, and together we will get through this. Have an easy night, everybody.
Night.